It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
If you're health conscious, if you have a sensitive nose, actually, we're going to even touch on it just we're going to go a little deeper with all this and have fun in just a moment. The guest we have on today is Susanna Raff, and she's had us laughing because she's hitting a subject that we've all asked this question. Before I get there, I'm going to explain. Susanna has had a background in marketing and management. She's been in the high-tech field, but she's also had an expert for scents and even created some perfumes. But once she got into her 30s and started her family, she understood more about being health conscious, and it created a shift in what she does. And so today we're going to talk to her about some fun things, and well, we're going to jump right into it. Susanna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, David.
And I'm laughing as we talk about it because we were talking about natural deodorant, and I always get asked, do they really work and what should I look for? But I've got to ask you, before we go too far, how do you know how to make all this stuff? How did you get into this?
So to make a deodorant, I did a lot of research and a lot of experimenting. But how to make my particular deodorant was just, a lot of it was with the scent. I've always just been a nose. I can smell a recipe and recreate it. So I was able to do a lot of research on how to make a homemade deodorant, and then I just modified it with my own essential oils and scents and adding my own ingredients that I knew were healthy and were antibacterial and that would neutralize odors and still smell. I didn't want a deodorant that smelled like a health food store, and I didn't want something that smelled like a drug store. I wanted something that was smelled like your favorite body cream or your favorite hand soap. So but that's kind of how I figured out how to make my own deodorant.
That's amazing.
You know, it's so funny because speaking of being a nose, okay, so my daughter is on the autism spectrum, and I swear her superpower is her scent. She can smell things from a mile away. She's always been that way. And a few years ago, she's very blunt. She's like, you know, Mom, you are extraordinarily smelly. I'm like, gee, thank you, dear. You know, but I don't want to use a mainstream deodorant. So I'm not going to say I'm extraordinarily smelly, but if I just worked out or something, I will say I am smelly. And I've tried so many different natural deodorants, and they seem like they work for a couple of hours, and then I'm back to being smelly again. And then my daughter reminds me, and it's just a nightmare. So can you help me, Suzanne?
Absolutely. I was you a few years ago. I got married in my 30s, and I was pregnant, and I didn't want to put aluminum and chemicals under my arm. And I said, this is terrible. I'm newly married, and I'm always stinking. I have to find a solution. So I know exactly what you mean. I have some ingredients, these vegetable powders, activated charcoal, and bentonite clay, plus the essential oils. You put this deodorant on, and odor is neutralized from the minute you apply it. There's no detox time required. You just neutralize odor. You smell amazing. And the more you use it over time, the less your own body actually produces an odor, because you're actually allowing your body to get rid of the toxins, but you're getting rid of the toxins, which is what we do naturally. That's why we sweat under our arms. But what happens is if you're blocking your sweat glands, like aluminum deodorants do, the common deodorants in drugstores, they block your sweat glands among other terrible things that it does. And that produces a lot of bacteria and buildup, and then you sweat more because your body is fighting so hard to release those toxins. So with our deodorant, you're not blocking anything, so you're releasing the toxins, but you're completely odorless while you're releasing it. And over time, your body has naturally detoxed, so you're producing less sweat, and you're naturally less odor. You have naturally less odor, and if there is a little bit of odor, it's completely neutralized before you ever have it, as soon as you put on the deodorant.
And it's Cleo and Coco. I'm looking at your site right now. And you have dustine powder and dry shampoo, and that's paraben free. You have a basil mint, which sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the dustine powder and dry shampoo. So I have three scents: lavender, vanilla, grapefruit, bergamot, and basil mint. And the basil mint is my unisex scent, even though they're really all unisex. But the basil mint is like a nice, strong, you know, that women can buy for their husbands, because a lot of people were saying, well, what can I give to my son? What can I give to my husband? And so I created this basil mint scent, which women buy for their husbands and then buy another one for themselves, because it's such a great scent. So the dusting powder and dry shampoo. So again, being a heavy sweater, my whole life I never got dressed without putting on a baby powder, like, you know, all over my body.
Sure.
Bra, you know, everywhere. So in the groin area, I put on dusting powder, baby powder. So when I started making my own deodorant, I said, why am I using cornstarch? Why am I still using these chemicals? I should be able to create my own dusting powder. It's much easier than making a creamy, clear stick deodorant. And so I did a lot of research and a lot of experimenting, and I came out with my dusting powder, which can double as an underarm deodorant, especially on a light day or as for a touch-up. I call it a dry shower, because you can go to spin class or yoga class have time to shower.
That's great.
And you can just put that, you can put that dusting powder everywhere on your body, and it's going to absorb the odor, it's going to absorb the wetness, and it's as if you've taken a shower. And then it's also a dry shampoo, and this I learned from my customers who were applying it as a dry shampoo. You just don't have time to wash your hair, and you apply it, and it absorbs all the oil and all the odor, and it's as if you freshly washed your hair, but it's completely chemical-free and talc-free.
So you've got a dry shower and a dry shampoo. I love the concept.
Yeah, me too.
It's an all-in-one.
With your deodorant,
it's an all-in-one. Yes.
When people ask me, I mean, finding a natural deodorant that's going to work is amazing, because everybody asks, and I have never found one that worked till you. And so I want to ask you, with this discovery you've done and it's become so popular, what do you see as the future in the deodorant industry?
I see this. I see natural deodorants being the future of the deodorant industry, and we're already starting to experience that shift. I see the way we have hundreds of different chemical common deodorants in the drugstores. I see it shifting, that it's going to be in more boutique beauty stores, and bigger department stores will start to carry 5 or 6 different brands of natural deodorants that are of really high quality, that are extremely effective. And what I'm already seeing is that people who are using natural deodorants, they buy 2 or 3 different scents, and depending on their mood, they'll, you know, choose which deodorant they're going to, or which scent of my deodorant they're going to use that day. And they buy 2 or 3 different brands as well. So I see it like shifting from being something that you just kind of have to do to avoid odor to being really an enjoyable part of your beauty routine.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I mean, there's such an emphasis right now on going green and not using harsh chemicals. And I think for somebody like me, for example, I mean, I've been in the health field for a long time. I have Master of Public Health. I've been a health educator. And yet I still will use a regular deodorant, even though I know I shouldn't, because I can't go around, you know, sweating and stinking up the joint everywhere I go. So this is huge.
Right.
It really is. So I'm very excited about this.
And, you know, the first product most people switch when they start to think about going more natural and avoiding chemicals is deodorant. And, you know, we've had a few brands that have been around for many years, and for most people, they didn't work so well, so it's turned a lot of people off of natural deodorants. But we've really evolved. Over the last 2 years, the natural deodorant world has evolved so much. And I've been formulating this over 2 years. We launched over just a year ago, and it's evolved so much that you put this on and you're odor-free, and it's completely life-changing. Sorry?
I need my life changed. Go ahead, David.
No, I think it's huge, and I applaud what you've done, because a lot of companies have attempted this but not been able to do it. And then I think you've gotten very creative by coming out with the different scents. I love the idea of a lavender vanilla and the basil mint, and I know you named some others. And I like the concept that people could actually get a natural deodorant with different aromas and be able to pick based on their mood. So I think you're a trendsetter, and I do see that being the trend. So I think it's awesome. I want to invite listeners to visit CleoandCoco.com. CleoandCoco.com. We're going to put a link up on our website. Check it out, because not only do you have a natural deodorant that works, but you've got a dry shower and dry shampoo, which I think is an awesome creation, and it's healthy. So I want to thank you, Susanna, for joining us today. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with Lisa Davis, the health expert. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.